Hello.
Hi there, so Mr. Harris.
Hiya. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you just fine. Can you hear me? Yeah.
Yeah, I can, yeah.
Brilliant. So, yeah, I'm calling from MMA Legal. My name is Daniel. I'll be your claim worker. Just before we continue the call today, Mr. Harris, can I just take you through data protection? Can I just take your first line of your address, please?
Yeah, 83 Manx Road, 4th.
Brilliant. Your mobile number or email address?
It's the number, this number here that you're calling from. But
Yeah.
yeah.
I do just need you to
All
read
right,
that out
sorry.
to me if possible. It's all right.
No problem. 0790 9028.
It's a bit different. I've got on
Oh,
my. I can take your email address instead if you know that off by heart instead.
Oh no, here it is. Sorry. 0902833.
Yeah, that's the one. And just your date of birth, please.
Second of the second.
Sorry, I think the line's going a bit going
Oh,
down a bit there.
that's what I was worried about. I'll head outside.
No worries. I live in an area just like that myself. You can't get any signal in my house at all.
Oh yeah, it's terrible. Right. Is that okay?
Yes, I believe so. Now you're just fine now. Yes,
Okay.
it's the same in my house. I have to either go right near my back gate or right by the front door.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, I just wanted to give you a quick call, introduce myself a bit, and give you an update on your application. So
Okay.
yeah, my name's Daniel. I'll be your claim worker. I'll just give you a quick update on the records we've received back and what we're waiting for. So we have records back from your general practitioner, Kingshill. So we have all your GP records. We have records back from NHS Lanarkshire and Police Scotland. So the only records that we're awaiting now is your council records.
Okay.
So we've contacted South Lanarkshire, who have come back with no records. So another reason for my call today was to get a bit more information from yourself, such as a previous address prior to care, if that's something that you can provide me with.
So that I would have stayed with my dad for a while at 8A Wellgate, Lanark.
8A Wellgate. You say that's in Lanarkshire, is it?
Yeah, that's Lanark, Lanarkshire, South Lanarkshire.
South, right.
And then another address before I would have, before going into care, I would float between my dad, my gran, and my mum.
Right.
So my gran's address would be 84 Manx Road. Sorry. I'm mixing up my.
It's all right. It's completely understandable. I mean, it's a long time ago, a good few addresses. I'd be the complete same.
So it would be 84 Main Road, Carnwath.
84. Do you mind just spelling the first line of that for me?
Main Road, the.
Oh, main road, you said.
Yeah,
Sorry.
sorry.
It's all right. 84 Main Road. And where did you say that was? Sorry.
was Carnwath. So that would be Carnwath.
Yep.
Wath.
Carnwath.
Yeah.
Right. You said that was your grandmother's address.
Yeah.
Right, not a problem. That's just going to help to try and identify which local council holds those records for yourself. Because, like I said, South Lanarkshire have come back with no records, so we need to try and locate a local council that you stayed with either previous to care or a council that would hold records for yourself whilst you were in care. So I believe Carnwath, if I just look that up, or do you know which council
Yeah,
covers?
everything would fall under South Lanarkshire Council.
they're all under South Lanarkshire.
Yeah.
What we might need to do on the subject access request that we send to them to request these documents, we might need to be adding a bit more further information, such as any parents, siblings, names and date of birth that they require. So I believe we've got your parents' names on file. We do. We've got your parents' names. Am I all right to take any of your siblings' names and date of births as well?
Yeah. Dates of birth, because
my
mother's a Jehovah's Witness, so half of them don't have dated.
Oh, right. Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's see. My brother is Samuel John Harris.
Samuel John Harris.
Yeah. And he is the... I'm not going to get anything wrong here.
No, it's understandable if you don't remember them.
I can give you the names if that could help, and then
that would definitely help.
Yeah, okay.
It's just sometimes they come back and then they ask for further information, such as your sibling's date of birth and things like that. So I just wanted to try and cover all bases on the call, but it's completely understandable if you don't remember all of this information.
Yeah. My older sister is May Elizabeth Callan.
May Elizabeth Callan.
Yes.
How are we spelling that? Sorry.
That is Call. Oh, wait, just 2 seconds. I'll just I'll get the proper spelling. I'm pretty sure of it, but I always get it wrong whether it's spelled with an E or an A.
All right. Yeah.
It's
A-N, did you say?
Yeah.
Brilliant. May Elizabeth Callan. No problem. It's just the one brother and sister that you had.
Oh, I've got.
It's all right. The line is cutting out a little bit. Again, if I have to ask you to repeat yourself, I do apologise.
No problem.
Sorry, the line cut out again there, Mr. Harris. Do apologise.
Is that okay?
It's still quite crackly. Yeah.
Okay, I'll try and move up the top.
That's better. I can hear you much better now, yeah.
Oh,
it's gone again. I do apologise, Mr. Harris.
Oh, well, don't find the sweet spot. Is that
good? Still a bit crackly.
Okay.
I think there was a sweet spot somewhere there in the middle.
Yeah. Any good cheer? No.
Might be. I think I heard you well then.
Okay, so my other sister is Jenny Mary Callan. Jennifer Mary Callan.
Jennifer Mary Callan.
And my other sister, my youngest.
Yeah.
Is Grace Callan.
Grace Callan. Brilliant. That'll help, hopefully, to locate these council records, because if any of these names are on your subject access request form, then they'll be searching into files, obviously, in regards to those names as well. So
yeah.
there might be a big file that's under one of those names that has your files in there as well. So that definitely might help there. Appreciate that, Mr. Harris.
Well, I did also want to say, on behalf of my brother, at the same time that I went into care, he also went into foster care. I've tried talking to him myself, but we are sort of at odds, so any advice I could give, he'll not really take. So if there was any way of, I don't know if he was directly contact, but if you were to say to him,
oh, to contact him about a Scottish redress application.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if he could get anything out of this as well, you know.
I'll speak to my manager about that, because I'm not sure if we do obviously direct calls to them. But yeah, if you leave that with me, I will speak to my manager about that. Is that your brother Samuel, is it?
Yeah, yeah.
Right, yeah, not a problem. Not a problem. I'll speak to my manager about that and see what we can do, and I'll email you about that, if that's okay, Mr. Harris.
No problem, no problem.
Brilliant. Right, well, I think I've got everything that I need from you today in terms of further information. Let me just double check that I don't need anything else. We've got everything else there on your further information. And we've got your GP records back already. So, yeah, I think that's everything that I need from you today then, Mr. Harris. Have you got any more questions for myself at all?
No.
No,
that's great.
Not a problem. Yeah, like I say, if you leave that with me, I will speak to my manager soon about possibly contacting your brother, and I'll let you know about that. And in terms of your application, we'll contact you with an update as soon as we get those council records back. All right, Mr. Harris.
Yes, no problem at all.
Right, brilliant. Well, I'll let you go and you enjoy the rest of your day. All right.
Yeah, you have a good shift.
All right, I appreciate that, Mr. Harris. Thank you.
Yeah.
See you now. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.